Today's scripture is Deuteronomy chapter 32, verse 10. He found him in a desert land and in the howling waste of the wilderness. He encircled him. He cared for him. He guarded him as the pupil of his eye. Amen. Senior pastor will deliver the message entitled, God Protects Us.
Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, members of over 9,000 branch churches in Korea and all over the world, local sanctuary members, those who are attending the service on the internet all over the world, children of Sunday school, GCN and Manmin TV viewing audiences, today is the Feast of the Harvest Sunday. Exodus chapter 23, verse 16 says, also, you shall observe the feast of the harvest of the fruits, the first fruits of your labors from what you sow in the field. The first fruits here refer to wheat. The sons of Israel were very nervous while waiting for the wheat to ripen. If God did not give them ample rain, wind, and sunshine, the wheat harvest would not be enough and many people could starve. They harvested the ripened wheat and gave God the first fruits on the Feast of the Harvest. It was literally a feast. For the sons of Israel to harvest wheat meant that God guarded the lives of their families as well as their own lives. The Feast of the Harvest service that you have today has a similar meaning. God the Father has kept your life, your family members' lives, your shelter, and workplace. He has also supplied you with the necessities of life. Above all, He gave you faith and let you bear spiritual fruits in your heart. That is why you are here attending this service, giving thanks to God. Psalm 116, verse 12 reads, what shall I render to the Lord for all His benefits toward me? It said, I believe you have the same question. So let me tell you the three things that you should do on the Feast of the Harvest in order to pay back the grace of God and to continue to bear abundant fruit the second half of the year too. Through this message, I hope you will bear more abundant fruit in the second half of the year and give God a more pleasant aroma of thanksgiving. I pray in the name of the Lord that this sanctuary will be filled with the aroma of thanks given to God. Brothers and sisters, on the Feast of the Harvest, first of all, you should check whether you kept a Sunday holy and gave God proper tithes. It's not just Sunday, it's not just tithes, it's keeping the Sunday holy and giving proper tithes. Keeping Lord's Day is to acknowledge God's spiritual authority, and the giving tithes acknowledges His material authority. When we acknowledge His authorities, we can also receive blessings. If we don't, He can't give us blessings. In other words, keeping these two commandments is the symbol that you are God's children who believe in the Lord. It is also the sign that you are heavenly citizens. Therefore, God protects us and blesses us when we keep the Lord's Day holy and give proper tithes. You are living witnesses to this fact. With your lives, you prove God protects you and blesses you when you keep these two commandments. It is such a clear fact. You are really sure witnesses. As long as you keep these two commandments, you don't face any disasters or accidents, even if you get into traffic accidents by your own mistakes. Even though the car is so badly damaged, you are protected. But you also know that you couldn't be protected when you didn't. So when you come to receive my prayer after getting involved in an accident, I have the answer as to why. If they don't if you don't keep any Sunday, if you don't give any tithes, the accident will be big. But if you just formally keep it, but not truly keep it, then you might get into a little accident. But if you keep them properly, you don't have to come before me to receive my prayer. So when you, such people come to me, I ask them, and that is like 100%. They didn't keep the Sabbath, the Lord's Day holy, and they didn't give proper tithes. It is not easy to find a church where a vast majority of church members give their tithes like our church. It means we have living faith. Of course, all believers are supposed to give their tithes. But in most of churches today, giving the tithe is not a common practice, and I feel sorry about this. The amount of tithe for the church and for individual church members has been continually increasing. Let me tell you how God blessed us when we kept the commandments of God. I delivered messages on proper tithes and offerings from December 2008 to January 2009. Then I delivered messages on how to keep the Lord's Day holy. What do you think happened after that? In 2009, the total amount of tithes in the church increased by 10% over the previous year. Last year, in 2010, within just 2 years, the amount increased by 25% compared to 2008. Of course, this is a result of God giving us amazing blessings as He promised. God moved my heart to deliver the messages on the two commandments at the right time, so that the church members could prepare their vessels to receive blessings. As a result, we had an amazing harvest. This kind of thing cannot be done by man's power. While our tithes increased greatly, the world was suffering from a global financial crisis and a worldwide economic downturn. The aftermath is still affecting the economy. Our church members' tithes have increased like this in a difficult time. The offerings in the church kept increasing continually. So God has continually been blessing this church because we have been continually preparing our vessels to receive blessings. When these two commandments were kept, God not only gave us blessings, but also He guarded our health and all possessions. He kept you from diseases, accidents, disasters, and calamities. But I don't think that many of you kept the commandments of God from the beginning because you completely believed the Word of God, saying that He would give you blessings if you kept the Word of God. God has given us abundant words on God's justice and love. You are able to understand and believe His Word because He has shown you powerful works that confirm the words. You know very well how disasters come upon you and how you can receive protection and blessings. You also practice what you have learned because God has continually confirmed that His words are true through the powerful works. You do not just keep the Lord's Day holy and give tithes, but you also keep various commandments. For this reason, you live a life that is easily distinguished from worldly people. In the spiritual space, it is set apart like Goshen. 1 John chapter 5, verse 18 says, "We know that no one who is born of God sins, but he who was born of God keeps him, and the evil one does not touch him. You are God's sons and daughters. God is our Father." And these people, they don't sin. Namely, they live by the Word of God. So we know that no one who is born of God sins, but he who was born of God keeps him, and the evil one does not touch him. The evil one, the enemy devil, and Satan, does not even, so he cannot bring about any disasters, diseases, or any trial, because God keeps him. As it is said, many of you are protected and live a healthy life, for your faith has grown up, and you have come into the dimension of spirit. If you watch the documentaries of the testimonies and read the testimonies in the mommy newsletters, you can feel how God has protected you. Many of you have never been to a hospital since you came to this church. Most of you, maybe beginning with the children to elderly senior citizens. Even contagious diseases do not affect you who are mommy members. I think it was last year we had a contagious eye disease that is also reported and used very much, but I've never seen any of our church members who had eye diseases. There was nobody who came to receive my prayer either. Many of you have also been completely healed of cancers, AIDS, leukemia, and other medically incurable diseases. Through the recent special healing meetings in particular, many of you received better eyesight. So many church members, they tell me their eyesight increased, or they're healed of strabismus, or glaucoma, or cataract, and there are many eye diseases, and I always hear the testimonies from the church members that they are healed of these things, and there are just so many people. We did three healing sessions, 3 days, 3 Fridays. And if your bad eyesight became better, if we have just 10 people, it is such a great miracle. You know, in other churches, if there is one person who got better eyesight, they would give the testimony for the whole year. But in our church, it's not just 1 or 10 or not just 100, but thousands of people got healed, got better eyesight. You want one more session so you can be completely cured, but there will be another chance this week in the small group leaders conference. We have leadership conference. So those who have a little bit of remaining, they can be healed completely. So some people, they worry that they might not be healed. If they worry like that, it is not faith. So they won't be healed. They won't be healed. When you believe, God will work according to your faith. And whatever you prayed, believe that you have received it, so you can receive the blessing. But if you worry like, oh, what if I don't receive the healing? Then if you doubt like that, if you have such a fleshly thoughts, that hinders you. That hinders you from having faith. So you should prevent these fleshly thoughts from coming into your thoughts. How can such a thing happen in this world? Within the boundary of our common sense, it cannot happen. This is an amazing blessing that God has given to us with His love. There are so many churches around the world, but this is the thing that we can see only in this church, isn't it? God has protected you not just from diseases, but also from various accidents. Our church members' houses and shops were protected from fires in the neighboring house to forest fires surrounding the house. That was in Masan, and in the forest fire in Gangwon-do, it was in a situation that the house had to be burned. All the other houses were burned. But that house, our church member's house, was in the center of that forest fire, but only that house was protected. Even when the cars were demolished like crushed aluminum cans, your bodies were protected completely. When something heavy fell on one of you at a construction site, or when a bomb in battle dropped in your yard, you did not have any damage. Volcano eruptions, earthquakes, or tsunamis all passed by our members. So we have a lot of branch churches and many members in Japan, and there's none who had any damage from the earthquake and tsunami this time. We have many members from Japan here too. So after the tsunami broke out, I told the church administration to look for any church member in Japan who had any damage to help them immediately, but there was none. So they were protected completely and perfectly. All of the branch church members in Japan were protected from the earthquake and tsunami that took place this past March. We have a branch church in Yamagata Prefecture, which is neighboring the most damaged prefecture, and they testified how they were protected in amazing ways. Let us give all thanks and glory to God the Father. I pray in the name of the Lord that you will all practice the word and you will stay protected under the wings of the Lord. Dear brothers and sisters, at the Feast of the Harvest, secondly, you should check whether or not you have forgotten to give thanks to God without ceasing. In 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 10, the Apostle Paul said, "By the grace of God, I am what I am." You too make the same profession, and it is true. Everything, the entire material harvest, all the good things you get, and all spiritual fruits you bear, they are all given by God through His grace. All the fruits of light, truth, and goodness that you bear, such as good heart, good words, and good deeds, are all born by God's grace. If you acknowledge this fact, you can see there are so many things to thank God for. God the Father is very pleased when His children realize and feel this and offer the aroma of thanks. The thanks that you offered with your heart in prayers and praises will ascend to God as a pleasing aroma. Read Deuteronomy chapter 16, verses 16 to 17 carefully. It says, "Three times in a year all your males shall appear before the Lord your God in the place which He chooses, at the Feast of Unleavened Bread, and at the Feast of Weeks, and at the Feast of Booths, and they shall not appear before the Lord empty-handed. Every man shall give as he is able, according to the blessing of the Lord your God, which He has given you." God says He searches the heart and accepts the aroma of heart. But why does He say this here? Let me give you two reasons. First, it is because your thanks will become more perfect and the aroma will be thicker when you express it with deeds. James chapter 2, verse 22 says, "Faith was working with his works, and as a result of the works, faith was perfected." The same goes with thanksgiving. Faith was working with his works. Faith is real faith, true faith, only when it works with the, when it is working with the works, the deeds. And as a result of the works, faith was perfected. So you prove, you crystallize, you make your faith true by the following deeds. So have you been living with faith in the first half of this year? How come the answer is so little? Have you lived by faith? Those who have, they put your hands on your chest and check whether you really lived in the light, walked in the light. You didn't have any greed. You didn't want to harm anybody. Whether you didn't commit adultery, whether you had adulterous mind, whether you were not envious or jealous, or where you didn't pass judgment or condemnation. If you have faith, you wouldn't live like that. You'd walk in the light. So the same goes with thanksgiving with the faith. By giving offerings, you truly acknowledge that God has given you many good things. As said in Matthew chapter 6, verse 21, for where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. You show to the Father God that your thanksgiving comes from a true heart by giving offerings to God. Also, the aroma will be thicker when you give from your heart what is precious to you, rather than just saying thanks with your lips. Just saying thanks with your lips doesn't really count because there is no deed. Just with the words you say, I love you, you use the word love so easily. Is the love so valueless? You can't just use the word love so easily. But you say, I love you, but where is the evidence that you love? You say, I love you, but soon you betray. Also, the thanks has to be truthful. Everything, the love has to be truthful. Just in this morning, I helped many families, many households. I wasn't getting any sleep. Didn't sleep for many days, but I just gave up. I didn't feel like I was getting any sleep, so I looked for some families, households, the families that love God, but those who have some difficulties. And fortunately, God gave me something to help the families with on Friday. On December 25th last year, there was a church member in Japan. He was forgiven. He repented and he received the forgiveness and he received a blessing. Since then, he earned more than $100,000 and he came to me and gave offerings. With that, I could help many families here, households. I help about 1,000 families, 1,000 households. Before it was 400, 500, but now it's close to 1,000 households that I'm helping. But I help these many households, but I can do that because God continually gives me the money, the blessings to help these people. Usually from other countries. They receive my prayers and they receive blessings and they receive healings and in special occasions or on the festivities or they send me these thanks offerings. And with these offerings, I help others who are in need and I do the overseas missionary works and other ministries. And I also give to God with that money. And when I say I love you church members, I try to help. I try to look for the households that might be having some difficult times. So I try to look for them and help them if they're in need. So it's the same with love. What is the use of saying it with lips? You have to have the deed. You say, say I love you to each other. Oh, thank you. What is the meaning? What have you loved and what are you thankful for? There must be the following deeds. You must have the following deeds in your thanks and in your love. If you say, I love you just with lips. If you say you love that person, you have to serve that person. You must never break that person's heart. And saying, I love you with the lips. Also, the aroma will be thicker when you give from your heart what is precious to you rather than just saying thanks with your lips. So I always look for the things to give God thanks for, not only for the festivities, but all the time I look for the things to give God thanks for. For example, these aurora-like lights. So I gave God some tens of thousands of dollars. So it is getting stronger. So I gave thanks offerings again. I always look for the things to give God thanks for. And God blesses me even more. Nowadays you see the eyes of the fish. You see the... And if you look at it carefully, they're in such a great order. They're all lined up. And even the fish, they are in the order. The people, they sometimes want to get into other, they don't cut in the line, or when they get into bus or subways. So actually, it is true with the actual fish. When they fish in the sea, you know, they move in an array. So they don't bump into each other. They don't fight with each other. They're in such a great order. They don't push each other or anything. They're in such an order. They move a systematical way. Maybe they should be the Lord of all creatures. They have peace. They don't fight with each other. Do you feel something watching those fish? These plants, they become fish, and these fish, they turn into different kinds of fish, or they turn into dolphins or whales. And if you see, there is no fish that harm the people. There were some sharks, a couple of sharks before, and I was thinking about it. And those sharks, they don't harm the people. Once when I went to Guam, they had a, was it? I don't remember whether it was Guam or Saipan, but anyway, there were some sharks there. And this shark in the lights, it was the same kind of shark, the length and everything. So these sharks, we could swim together with the sharks that, because they wouldn't harm the people. We were swimming together. And this time, the sharks there, I see that it's the same kind of shark. And God is showing us these lights. What does that mean? With these lights, how do your hearts change? It turns into good heart. Your stubbornness is breaking, and your anger, your hot temper is decreasing, and your hatred also goes away. You begin to cast it away. You're disappointed, getting disappointed, having resentment. All these things go away, and you have peace. And many people also give testimonies that saying that their evil hearts are going away. They can cast away, and they can cut off the worldly things. And they feel so happy after cutting off the worldly things. Before, they didn't want to cut off the TV or those things. They didn't want to do that. But after these aurora lights, they cut off these things and they are so happy. And their heart is now facing towards New Jerusalem, heaven, and they sing praises. They read the Bible and they watch GCN TV. And they are at peace. And they wonder why they couldn't obey earlier. So many of you are also getting healed, seeing these aura lights. Not just your hearts changing, but you also receive healings and you receive answers to your heart's desires. Your true heart will also Your true heart will be contained in your words when you give God something precious to you by sacrificing and dedicating yourself. In John chapter 12, we see Mary, the sister of Lazarus, pouring perfume on the feet of Jesus. John 12:3 says, Mary then took a pound of very costly perfume of pure nard and anointed the feet of Jesus and wiped his feet with her hair. And the house was filled with the fragrance of the perfume. Mary wanted to express her thanks and love towards Jesus. Jesus revived her dead brother and taught her with spiritual words. Mary was eager to listen to his words. How much are you eager to listen to the word of God? They are eager. Most of those who send me text messages, they say, oh, your sermons are becoming shorter and shorter. They tell me they want to listen to more messages. I mean, they want to. So I thought this last Friday, I thought it was the right length. And many of them were saying, you shortened the length of the Sunday evening service, but they were saying that why do you shorten the timing in the Friday online service too? It's not good. So I said, for the second part of the Friday online service, they have to sing praises. You know, when I do the mini crusade, these students, they attend first morning service and evening service, and after that, they listen to these messages and mini crusade. When I'm about to finish, they don't want me to finish. They want to listen to more word of God. Every time at the end of the mini crusades, they want to hear more. I'm wondering about the students are longing for the word. Because the students, they long for the word, they change so quickly. So Mary was eager to listen to the word of God. Jesus also gave them faith and hope of heaven by performing amazing things. He gave them love that nobody could give. Mary expressed her thanks and love towards Jesus by giving him the thing that was most precious to her. The fragrance was so beautiful that Jesus said in Matthew 26:13, "Wherever this gospel is preached in the whole world, what this woman has done will also be spoken of in memory of her." This fragrance was so beautiful that it was accepted by God, and Jesus said that wherever this gospel is preached in the whole world, what this woman has done will also be spoken of in memory of her. Have you offered such a beautiful aroma as that of Mary? You'd agree that the grace you received is not less than the grace Mary received. We gained a lot of things through the three special healing sessions. All the praises, the word, the dancing, everything. God was so pleased. I can't say everything, but God was so happy and pleased with those things, and God will give us blessings according some kind of blessing. God was so happy, so pleased, so delighted with these three special healing sessions. Because God was delighted, what is evidence that He is delighted? He poured out that grace upon you. So from beginning from children, students, college students, all the grown-up adults, elders, even senior citizens, they were singing praises and prayers without getting tired all night with such a fullness of spirit. And that fullness didn't stop. That still lasts even today. So that grace and that fullness of spirit was given by God. So you'd agree that the grace you received is not less than the grace Mary received. For example, are you not being supplied abundantly with words of spirit? The messages you hear, such as things about heaven and hell, the messages to let you realize and change yourself, the messages that teach you the ways to be protected from the enemy, devil, and Satan, are so precious that you can't buy them with all the money in the world. Haven't you become healthy sheep to the same extent that you've feasted on the words of spirit and obeyed the voice of the shepherd? You were protected from ferocious animals, namely from the enemy devil and Satan, and were supplied with the necessities of life. Those who are truly thankful for all this will give to God the things that are precious to them, and so for the kingdom of God. But isn't it the case that you always receive from God, but you give back to God only a little? Or have you not changed your attitude of giving a lot? With your lips, have you not just said thank you when you received grace, but soon forgot about it? Or have you given your heartfelt thanks in offerings for everything, whether it is big or small? Last week, I told you that we have one more church member who is giving a monthly tithe of $100,000. And his acts are really touching. For him, God's work always comes first. He was also, once he was in a very difficult situation, he used to receive help, charitable help from the church. Not so long ago, but he began to live by the word of God. And he enjoyed helping others so much. And whatever happens in the church, he gives to the church. So he is always Elder Vin is the number two in helping with the church events. And he is next to Elder Vin. He always has the heart of the shepherd. With a heart that is like that of the shepherd, he helps with the church events. And when he goes to other countries, for example, he goes to WCDN conferences, and he does all the voluntary works. He helps them voluntarily. He helps with these events. So I once told him. Now he was a deacon. Now he's an elder. But I said, deacon, whenever there is some church event, you go to even other countries, so you work for the church all the time, and how can you take care of your own company? You have to take your business too. Then he doesn't obey. He obeys all other things, but that he doesn't obey. But he is thinking maybe it's okay not to obey that, because he puts God in the first priority. Other than my words, God is first. God comes first, so he doesn't obey that. So always he does the work of God first. And since he has been acting this way, he has received blessing. Such a great blessing. You know, blessing doesn't come like that. You receive it according to your faith, according to your deeds. 6 years ago, he established a company, and some hundreds of times more blessings he's been receiving. So it is all according to your faith, your deeds, up to your deeds. So I see these church members, which one is really obeying the word of God. Of course, most of you have faith, so you want to obey. You have the great desire to obey. But in many ways, your thoughts block you from obeying. If you utilize fleshly thoughts, it'll block you. It'll stop you from obeying. It stops your voice of the Holy Spirit coming from your heart. So you can't do that if you don't have the faith, no matter how much you are taught. Also, if you have the vessel that is not big enough, you can't receive the blessing. So you receive blessings so according to the size of your vessel. There are about 6 million pastors around the world. And among those 6 million pastors, I'm receiving the greatest blessing, the greatest power, the greatest word, and the greatest financial blessing. And also, also in the, there are so many things that could go on the Guinness book. I don't even care, but if you think about it, there can be so many things. Because they're all blessings given by God. Brothers and sisters, another reason why God says we have to give our heart along with our offerings is that He wants to give us more things. 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 7 says, each one must do just as he has purposed in his heart, not grudgingly or under compulsion, for God loves a cheerful giver. He loves cheerful givers. So if you do it with grudgingly or under compulsion, it's not right. For God loves a cheerful giver. If your eyesight gets worse, and if you have any, if your sight is getting worse and worse, then it is a problem. Suppose, say it's going down from 0.8, 0.7, 0.6, and you have to wear the glasses with the stronger and stronger power. From 0.5, you have to worry that it might go down to 0.4 and 0.3, 0.2. And what is next? 0.1. And what if it becomes 0? You know, if you think about it that way, it is such a great problem. Those people must have such a great worry that about their bad eyesight getting worse. And I worry about those people. So that is why I pray that the eyesight will get better. There are so many other things too. You know, but other things, the cancers or other diseases, there are not so many people. The number is not so great. But, you know, so the greatest number is for the eyes. So that is why I chose this eyesight. So most of you got better eyesight. Oh, those people, there are so many people who come and tell me. There's also many kinds of diseases, eye diseases. Some people are healed of glaucoma, cataract, and strabismus. You know, this strabismus is not something easy to be cured. And many of them were healed of that this time. God is healing us, which can't be cured by medical science. And how much thanks have you given to God? You say, oh, I thank you, that's all. You can say thanks even 10,000 times. That is not true. If you really give thanks to God, it has to be followed by the deeds. Even love, the love has to be accompanied by deeds. What is it? What kinds of deeds? Seek their benefit. Don't break their hearts. Between husband and wife, if you love that person, you will never break that person's heart. And you will try to understand that person from their viewpoint. And if you get if you become sulky or if you resent anything, then it's not love. If you love somebody, you have to have true love. So God says each one must do just as he has purposed in his heart, not grudgingly or under compulsion, for God loves a cheerful giver. And as I've been cheerfully giving since I was a new believer, God is giving me these many blessings. As I've been enjoying praying to God, God is giving me this power. God will surely bless those whom he loves. To joyfully give thanks offerings is like sowing the seeds again after harvesting abundantly from the field. You sow the seeds in the field again, so you will bear the fruits again. Without sowing the seeds, you can't harvest anything. When you finish harvesting, you have to sow again, or you won't harvest anything next year. So because I know this spiritual law, I keep on giving to God. I keep on giving, and I increase the amount. As in 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 6, you will reap more if you sow more. Those who always show their thanks to God in all matters will experience these blessings all the time. I have a great wish since the opening of the church. I wish the church members will receive greater, more blessings than I do. So their tithes will be more than my tithe. But even until today, there's nobody who can catch me up, who can give more than what I give. There is not even a person who can match the gap between the second. It doesn't even close. Since I've been giving to God with faith even when I was having difficult times, and it's increased by 100, 1,000, 10,000 times. For God's kingdom, it's not just a little bit of interest rate. It'll be like a snowball. Our God is such a good God. I pray in the name of the Lord that you joyfully express your thanks in your lives so that you will be loved by our good God. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, on the Feast of the Harvest, thirdly, you should give thanks for God's grace for keeping your heart and spirit in this dark world. Aren't you also sensing just how dark this world is spiritually? How sin-filled it is in this world. It is very difficult to find anything of light or goodness from what we see and hear. In these times, our God has kept our eyes and ears from turning towards this dark world. Like the sunflowers turn only toward the sun, we are being guided to look up only to God, the Lord, and heaven. We can feel this love, especially when we see our students. Most parents would certainly worry about their children, thinking they might see, hear, and learn something evil from this world. But what is the case with students of Manmin? Rather than taking worldly entertainment, they focus on worship services and prayer. They sing only holy praises and not worldly songs. They enjoy coming to the sanctuary of God and listening to His Word. As you see in many crusades, the students fill the whole sanctuary and receive all the Word of God as though they were little birds getting their food from their mother bird. When we listened to the testimony of Angelica, the students were thankful and rather happy to hear about hell and not just about heaven. They cast away their love for the world and evil. They try to be faithful in their Christian life and study hard. I am so thankful that God is protecting our students like this at a time when they have great curiosity. It's the same with grown-up adults. From elders to young adults, they cut off the TV and worldly pleasures to learn the Word of God watching GCN. I'm choosing the pastors myself. I'm choosing them myself. And there are about 20 people. All of them, they love God and they are intelligent and they obey. And they didn't have any boyfriends or girlfriends, and they didn't commit any sins. And they cut off all the worldly things. It's not that they cut off those things after I called them, but they already did before I called them. So they don't have anything for the world. So God is revealing those people. So when I ask them, they already are touched in their heart. They are urged in their heart, and their parents are also moved in their heart. So it is all the same in agreement. So I'm very thankful. And so I gave them a little bit of spiritual education. In 1 year, they can go into spirit. But the pastors, you've been pastors for 10, 15, 20 years, but you can't, you didn't come into spirit because you don't obey. But these people, they just obey right away. I tested them for a couple of things. I said, to one of them, I said that you lack love because you didn't face any, because you didn't receive so much love from the parents, so you lack love. You have to fill yourself with love. So I already hear that she's trying to give to everybody. So they obey right away. Another person, he's listening to about 4 or 5 sermons a day, and the family members are helping him to arm him in learning the Word of God. So there are two sisters. So the sisters are helping each other. They listen to the message and they summarize with each other. So they help each other, and it'll shorten their time. And I was very surprised. These pastors chosen by God, and they obey so well. And when I ask them one thing, they do more than that. Their number in attendance in Daniel prayer meeting has increased. And when they were praising God in the special healing meetings, they were as passionate as the younger students. How emotional it was to see the whole congregation look up to God and the Lord only and passionately praise God in unison. A couple of days ago, I was listening to the secrets to studying well because of my voice. And last year, when I had this hoarse, husky voice, it couldn't even be broadcast on GCN, but I told you at that time, my voice would become better and I would keep on speaking. Keep on using my voice. I would speak for like 10, 15 hours on Sunday, on Saturdays and Sundays. And my voice was so bad, my vocal cord was completely gone bad. And I kept on speaking. I did all my sermons. And it's natural that my voice would get worse. But I told you that it didn't get worse, but rather it would become better. So you feel that my voice has become better. It's just that I didn't get any sleep for many days. if I do get sleep, it'll be much better. And this is faith, and this is the secret in the spiritual realm. This is faith. And I show you all these things, and I wonder why you can't do that. Did I ever say that because of my voice, should I take a rest? I just kept on speaking for the kingdom of God. I didn't give any excuse. I just used it more. And would God say, you're a fool? He must be delighted because I show my faith. In a situation where I had to get a rest, for the kingdom of God, I prayed for the church members. I still delivered the messages, and God was delighted, and obviously my voice would get better. So that is why I proclaimed on the altar that my voice would get better through this incident. My voice will become clearer and better voice. And as you hear, my voice is different than before. And I always tell you what is certain. And I think you have to agree that my voice has got better and clearer. Once I shouted once in my residence, and people were getting surprised. Many of you said that you are waiting for the Lord's coming again and you really want to go to New Jerusalem. These past three special healing meetings were a crystalloid of God's love. You are also so happy these days seeing the original light, which are the beautiful aurora lights around us. You feel the Almighty and beautiful God and yearn for Him seeing these lights. When you rely on this original light with faith, your desires are answered. How thankful it is. God the Father has kept our heart so that we will not put our hearts into this world belonging to the enemy devil and Satan, but we will only look up to heaven and New Jerusalem. He has given us spiritual power and fullness of spirit. He keeps us with the blazing eyes of the Holy Spirit and covers us under the wings of the Lord so that no single soul will fall into hell. I hope you will offer up to God, offer up to our good God the Lord and the Holy Spirit the best aroma of thanks with your heartfelt offerings and praises. Here comes the conclusion. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, Deuteronomy chapter 32 verse 10 says, He found him in a desert land and in the howling waste of a wilderness. He encircled him, he cared for him, he guarded him as the pupil of his eye. Have you applied this verse to yourself and have you been thankful for it? Let us give all thanks and glory to God the Father who has kept our life, health, and possessions until we changed into lovely children of God and came to offer a sacrifice of thanks stemming from the heart. I pray in the name of the Lord that in the coming feasts you'll bear more abundant fruits both in body and spirit. I pray for the sick right away. Heavenly Father, thank you. Lay your hands on them. From head to toe, all entrails and cells and nerves and tissues, burn them with the fire of the Holy Spirit. With the original light, give them spiritual and physical health. Father God, Reverend Myungho Jung, show your works transcending space and time. Reverend Myungho Jung in Kenya, bless them. Bless the Nairobi Mami Church Women's Mission Devotional Service on July 3rd. Aoki Hisanao, Pastor Aoki Hisanao of Japan. Let him recover memory. Rabbi Shimon Naftali, heal his leg which is infected by virus. Be with him in his trip to the United States and give him strength when he delivers the messages in the churches. in Yana, be healed of the cancer that is metastasized to the liver. She has large intestine cancer. Be healed by the fire of the Holy Spirit. Pastor Alan Crampin of Australia, let his daughter Julian be healed of acne and other skin troubles. Elis Arteaga of Venezuela, be healed of anemia. Katie and of the United States, let her have spiritual faith and let her meet a good spouse in the Lord. Irina of the United States, let the whole family obey God and be guided in the future. Tatiana Janowskaya of Latvia, let the heart of the family members be healed and let them be united. Let them recover the first love. Huang Shui, let the they have a conference and opening service. Be with them. Sun Jang Kui, as a cyst, be healed by the fire of the Holy Spirit. Chu Isha has bruised on the right foot. Wang Huan Huan for easy delivery. An Sonok, let her get the Korean visa. Lay your hands all parts of their bodies, from head to toe, all in trance and cells and nerves, be burnt by the fire of the Holy Spirit. Let the eyes see well. Let the eyes see well. Father, burn the original sight. Let the original cause of bad eyesight burn with the fire of the Holy Spirit, all their kidneys, lungs, livers, intestines, and stomachs. Be burnt by the fire of the Holy Spirit. High blood pressure, low blood pressure, diabetes go away. All pains go away. Loosen the bondage of wickedness and enemy devil and Satan. Go away. Father, surround them with the aurora like lights. Answer to their desires. Heal them. Father, we will have this week, we'll have the leadership conference. Be with them and protect all the church vehicles, all the vehicles, and through the conference, let them go into spirit and Holy Spirit. Lord, thank you. And protect them throughout this week. Protect all the church vehicles and church members' vehicles. And let the drivers make no mistakes. Lord, thank you. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen.